Doc Wallach with us from criticalhealthnews.com. That's the website to go to and look at all the great information they provide. And some of your questions could be answered right there. If not, call this number as well, 1-855-949-7234. 1-855-949-RADIO. We will be back with your text, tweets, and phone calls with Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. Welcome back to Coast to Coast. George Norrie with you. Doc Wallach with us from criticalhealthnews.com. And again, the number to call for assistance, 1-855-949-7234 or 1-855-949-RADIO. The website is criticalhealthnews.com. Go to it often. Lots of people are going there these days, Doc.
Where?
To your website.
Oh, yeah, I'm telling you, the people need help. There's no doubt about it, and I can't thank you enough for helping us get information out to the people.
A couple of emails in, one from Steve. He says, what is better, clarified butter or regular butter?
Regular butter.
What's the difference?
Well, you're heating, when you're clarifying it, you're heating it and separating it into various components, and so I don't like when you start browning butter, you're frying in butter, that sort of stuff. You're creating oxidation in that fat in the butter. That's not good.
And here's a great email for you. You're going to like this one from Edwina. She's in a skilled nursing facility. She's got a titanium plate in her neck. She's had a couple surgeries. She's in constant pain. Anything you can recommend?
Obviously she had either a neck injury or degenerative disc disease or something. It doesn't say how old she is, but
no.
I'm assuming she's a senior. Anyway, per 100 pounds of body weight, she needs to get rid of all the bad foods. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no wheat, no barley, rhinos, no sugar, no carbonated drinks. Even the diet one's got to go. You haven't heard that before, right?
That's right.
And then per 100 pounds of body weight, she needs one healthy brain and heart pack per month. I want her to have one bottle a month of the MSM. So, she needs the collagen peptides, one scoop at breakfast, one scoop at dinner, vitamin D3, three of those twice a day. This is all per 100 pounds of body weight. And then she needs some anti-inflammatory stuff. I would like her to have either, if she prefers a liquid, she can take our Z-Radical. It has about 8 or 9 different seaweeds in there and all of the minerals from the ocean. And she can take a half ounce of that at breakfast, half ounce at dinner. That's per 100 pounds of body weight. And that's anti-inflammatory. And if she prefers capsules, we've got the same formula. It's just in capsules. It's called Fucoid Z. She could take 3 of those twice a day. It's 2 of those little bottles a month of that. She prefers the capsules. And then we also have a thing called vitamin D3. She needs vitamin D3, 3 of those twice a day. That's 2 bottles a month. And I think that's going to help her. If she has pain and stuff like that in her neck, she can use our CM cream and the trauma oil on that. It'll give her about 2 or 3 hours of pain relief. We do have a Hemp FX division. We have our CBD oil with no THC in it, so it's legal in every state. And it's called Soothe. It's in a little pump bottle. She can put like a tablespoon pumped out and put it, you know, on her neck where she has discomfort and pain. And that'll give her about 4 hours of relief. So I'd like her to use the Soothe from our Hemp FX division, say a half hour before bedtime, and then use the CM cream during the day.
All right. This hour's going to fly by. To the phones we go. Let's go to Sean in Rochester, New York. Hello. Welcome, Sean.
Hi. First time caller. And I've been taking the Longevity 90 Essentials and the Sweetie and for about 4 years now.
Great.
And last July, I was out mowing my lawn, and I started getting weakness in my legs. And it progressed to the point where about October, I couldn't even stand up. I couldn't walk. So I had to sit down for a while. And all of a sudden, I developed fluid retention. And I saw my neighbor, who was a chiropractor, and he said he diagnosed me with spinal stenosis.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I'm just wondering, it is getting better. I can stand up now. I can't walk very far, maybe 10 or 15 feet.
How much you weigh?
And then I've been watching my diet.
How tall are you, Sean? And how much do you weigh?
I am 5'8".
And what do you weigh?
Well, I did weigh 200, but since the fluid retention, I weigh about 250 right now.
All right, okay. There you go, Doc.
Okay, thank you, George. Yes, sir, you need to get rid of all the bad foods out of your life. You heard me say it two or three times already, so I'm not going to do it another time. But you do need two of our Healthy Brain and Heart Packs per month, a full dose of breakfast and dinner, two bottles of our MSM, so you can take three with each meal, because you have peripheral neuropathies. Do you wake up at night to urinate?
No, but I do. I've been taking the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack for about 3 months now. Mm-hmm. And I do have ringing in the ears. I had a concussion.
You have osteoporosis in the skull. It's called tinnitus. You got osteoporosis of the skull. So let me finish. You need the three of the MSM for breakfast, three for lunch, three for dinner time. That'll take 2 bottles a month to pull that off. You need the vitamin D3. I'd go ahead and take three of those 3 times a day. It's three at breakfast, three at lunch, three at dinner time. It's three little bottles of our vitamin D3. You need the collagen peptides, one scoop in the breakfast drink and one scoop in the dinner drink. And then I would also, again, utilize the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets. Take three of those twice a day. That's 2 bottles a month. And they're going to support healthy blood flow through blocked arteries in your brain, your coronary arteries, your kidneys, and also anywhere in your body where you have arteries. And it's going to help in all those areas. And we're going to rebuild your disc. We're going to rebuild your vertebrae. We're going to rebuild your skull. Because you have osteoporosis. We actually have a book. It's called It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you can get from osteoporosis of the skull. Doctors send you to their classmates and their relatives who are dentists and ear, nose, and throat doctors and eye doctors and people who are orthopedic surgeons and all kinds of stuff. It's really just osteoporosis of the skull. And so if you do what I suggested for you, again, within 6 to 10 weeks, you won't have the problems, but you have to stay on the diet forever, and you have to stay on the supplement program forever. You got to get rid of the gluten so you can absorb the nutrition. Just eating well isn't good enough. Supplementing and eating well is better, but you still have to get rid of all the bad foods so you can maximize absorption. And this is where a lot of people get hung up. I just can't give up my oatmeal for breakfast. I have to have my beer at night on Friday nights. Well, that's fine. Well, if you have to have your beer, use rice beer, you know, either from Australia or New Zealand or Asia. There's all kinds of rice beer. But if you're going to, you know, drink American beers made from wheat, butter, rye, and oats, you're going to have a problem.
Now, the spinal canal, which has got the spinal stenosis, is a narrowing of the spinal cord, isn't it?
Well, what it is it's an enlargement of the vertebrae. When you get osteoporosis, the bones get bigger because they're trying to maintain strength as the calcium goes away. And so what they do is they squeeze the spinal cord, and you start getting things going on. You get hammered toes, you get tingling and numbness in your feet and toes, and you get fluid building up in your lower body because they're blocking the venous return of the blood from your legs and so on. And this is all a mechanical problem, secondary to a nutritional problem, which is secondary to lack of supplementation and eating gluten.
All right, Tom, we have another text and tweet for Doc. What do you have?
We sure do, from Martha in Weslaco, Texas. It simply says, is Kuru a real disease?
Kuru? Never heard of that. Kuru. Oh,
Doc?
Kuru. Okay. As I remember, Kuru is actually a disease from Australia. Okay. It's kind of like the outback in Australia, okay, or maybe in Africa, East Africa, one or the other. And it has to do with, lack of nutrition. And so you got to get rid of all the bad foods and take the 90 essential nutrients.
A disease of the nervous system, they call it, Doc.
Yeah, and they need to eat 3 eggs twice a day. They need 3 eggs twice a day with soft yolks. Hard-boiled eggs won't count, and fried eggs cause cancer, so they need soft-boiled eggs. They need soft poached eggs. I like my eggs soft scrambled. I have 3 for breakfast, 3 for dinner time every day. I use the soft scrambled eggs in butter, very runny, and I use that for salad dressing, okay, as opposed to oils.
All right, next up, let's go to Harry, Port Huron, Michigan. Hello, Harry. Welcome to the show.
Oh, good morning, George. Good morning, Doc. Thank God for you. I have 2 questions. Number one, I've got a lot of people in my life that have CF, cystic fibrosis, and I think there's something we can do for them, but I'd like you to tell me what we can do. And number two, you mentioned you take Vitamin D a day, you take three times a day. How many IUs is that? So those are my two questions.
Okay, well, I think it's 500 IUs per capsule, so I'm getting about 6,000 IUs. Okay.
A day?
Yeah, that's just from the vitamin D3 capsules. There's also vitamin D3 in the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack and other things, so I'm getting more than that, but I'm getting plenty of vitamin D3. Okay.
And I get about 2,000 a day.
There you go.
Which is not bad.
Very good. That's good. That's much better than none.
And cystic fibrosis. Explain
okay.
that.
Cystic fibrosis historically was thought to be a genetic disease. I found the first non-human case of cystic fibrosis in the when I was working as a pathologist for NASA at the Yerkes Primate Center in Emory University in Atlanta, Georgia. And I ran into the first monkey. It was a monkey with cystic fibrosis. I didn't tell anybody it was from a monkey. I just sent slides to five medical schools, and I said, I think this is cystic fibrosis. What do you think? They sent me back in their letterhead. This was 1977. And they said, these are classic examples of cystic fibrosis. Then I told them it was from a monkey. I said, well, at least, you know, we got an animal model here. We can study it and do more. I was in every newspaper in the world every day for 3 months.
Wow.
Because I found the first non-human case of cystic fibrosis. And then I got permission to do biopsies in the other 24 babies, and they all had cystic fibrosis. They weren't related. They all had different mothers and fathers. And I tracked it to one of the behaviors had changed the diet and took all away their monkey pellets with all the vitamins and minerals in it and just gave them bananas and carrots and things like that so they'd be busy. And so they all had these nutritional deficiencies. And I figured it out. And when I showed them the paper that I was going to present for publication, they fired me. So, Wallach, you're out of your mind. This is the classic example of a genetically transmitted disease. So that's when I went back to school and became a physician because I knew they were missing it badly. And so it turns out there's two nutrients. So one are required for the respiratory thing, which is usually what kills people. When you have cystic fibrosis, they die of the respiratory thing. The other one causes liver problems and kidney problems. And so I got all those nutrients put into the baby formulas and into the formulas that mothers take at prenatals, and you don't hear about cystic fibrosis anymore. You know, kids can get them,
right.
can get it if their mothers are just giving them, say, cow's milk and not giving them any supplements. They could get cystic fibrosis, but it's easy to prevent, easy to get rid of. Same thing with muscular dystrophy and same thing with sudden death syndrome. But cystic fibrosis is a very simple nutritional deficiency disease, and again, I like to use a kid's toddy. That's why we invented kid's toddy. It tastes good. Kid's toddy and the cherry mints.
They love that stuff,
minerals.
Don't they?
Yeah, cherry mints is wonderful. And then also the EFAs, and those three things together will give them the 90 essential nutrients for little kids that are, say, just maybe they're 3 months old, and the mother's breastfeeding them. Just give them one meal a day, Similac or Enfamil, and put these things in there. And on the back of the bottle of kid's toddy, it gives you a dosage for body weight. And you get rid of the cystic fibrosis and muscular dystrophy very quickly.
CriticalHealthNews.com, that is the website. Next up, we go to Amy in Torrance, California, west of the Rockies. Amy, there you go.
Hi, George. Hi, Dr. Hi. Warren.
Hi.
I have cancer stage 4, and every time they cut out the cancer, it seemed like, you know, the cancer they find a new place to go. Anything that I can do to contain the
What kind of cancer, Amy?
It started with colon cancer,
okay.
And it spread to the liver, so they cut the big cancer, like okay. 10 centimeters.
How long ago was this that you had the cancer?
3.5 years ago. I've been having cancer for 3.5 years.
How much you weigh and how old are you?
I'm 74, and right now I weigh 100 pounds.
Okay.
Okay.
And I also wear the...
And how tall are you?
I was 5'4". Now I'm less than...
You're shrinking.
4'9".
You shrank?
Shrunk
yeah,
by
5 inches.
Because I have osteoporosis. Also, my back is all hump.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, so you need to get rid of all the bad foods. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no wheat, brown rice, no sugar, no carbonated drinks. And then I want you to take one Healthy Brain and Heart Pack per month. I want you to get 2 bottles of our selenium with the cofactors, not from Walgreens. Ours has 5 cofactors in it that are necessary for you. I want you to take 3 selenium at breakfast, 3 at lunch, 3 at dinner time. Okay? And that's our selenium with the 5 cofactors, and that's going to help your immune system. I want you to take the collagen peptides That's for your immune system, your white blood cells and antibodies and platelets and red blood cells. And take the collagen peptides, a scoop at breakfast, a scoop at dinner time, vitamin D3. Take three of those twice a day. It's 2 bottles a month. And let's see here. I also want you to take the MSM. Go ahead and get 1 bottle a month of that so you can take three twice a day. If they're big bottles, you can do that. And that's going to help your immune system again, and also the walls of your colon and your liver and so forth. But here comes the secret sauce for cancer. It's our killer biotic. And the chief ingredient in there is a mushroom called reishi mushroom. You can go to Siri and ask Siri, show me the research, cancer treatment research for reishi mushrooms. It will blow your mind what reishi mushrooms do for cancer patients.
What about turkey tail mushrooms, Doc? Have you heard of that? Turkey tail mushrooms.
Yeah, any mushrooms actually has things in there that will help. But most of the research is in the reishi mushrooms. I'll have to look and see if turkey tail mushrooms are related to the reishi mushrooms.
Okay.
I'll have to look.
All right, Amy, good luck. And if you missed anything he said, here's a number to call, Amy, 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. And good luck with you. Sounds like she's had a lot of work done there, Doc.
Three of those killer biotics twice a day, that's 2 bottles a month, and she will see miracles. But she needs to read, and so she knows that I'm not just making things up, but all the research has been done on stage 3, stage 4 cancers with the reishi mushroom is just outrageously good.
Next up, let's go to Jesus in Guate, California. Jesus, welcome back to the program. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you. Good evening, gentlemen. Can I ask about if Doc Wallet would put up his menu, his menu that he has, because I'm really interested in what he eats.
Sure.
And I'd like to see if he would post it. And then the other thing was, is this, doctor, is this affordable for a layman like me that goes from check to check?
Absolutely. Okay. You'll pay wholesale prices. If you get on auto ship, I will pay the shipping. So you're going to save a lot of money. Okay. Our goal is to get as much out there as we can. So I don't even get paid by the company. I don't get paid by the company. I have to pay for my own supplements. I set it up so, I'm not putting any load on the company for my expenses. I make my living by selling my books.
Well, you take enough supplements, you probably eat $1,000 a month in supplements, right?
Yeah, and I have to pay for it out of my own pocket. Okay, I don't get them for free. So, but anyway, this is very simple. And we have the Dead Doctors Don't Lie CDs in Spanish. We have the Dead Doctors Don't Lie book in Spanish. We sell in Southern California, we sell, I don't know how many cases of the books and the CDs every month that are in Spanish, and they haul them across the border into Mexico, and we get them down into South America and so forth. And so we have it in Spanish, okay, the CDs and the book, Dead Doctors Don't Lie. And I listened to that again because they have a new one coming out. It's called The Truth About Nutrition, and it's an update on that CD, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, which came out, about 20 years ago. And the new one's coming out here in a couple of weeks. And so it's kind of the same format, but it's like an update, a lot of new information. And so those two CDs will be going together. And so we'll be making the new one, The Truth About Nutrition, we'll be making it in 9 languages like we have.
Oh, that's fantastic.
9 languages.
Doc, we're going to take a quick break and come back and take final phone calls in just a moment here on Coast to Coast. Doc Wallach with us, criticalhealthnews.com. Let's keep setting world records at slamming that website. The webmaster, his name's Jaunty, and he loves these numbers. Sends me a little email every once in a while, and he's going crazy tonight. Next hour, science joins the paranormal. Brian Cano joins us. His book is called Grains of Sand, Tales of a Paranormal Life. I'm looking forward to that. We're going to come back in a moment with Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com and take final phone calls. Don't forget that website to go to. And welcome back to Coast, our final segment with Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. Doc, email in from Sam from Hamilton, Ohio. He's got all kinds of problems with his knees, tearing them up, and he's got arthritis now, and he's just wondering what you can recommend.
Sure. Okay. Well, this is very common, of course, for human beings in modern society because they're not having their bone broth and eating bones and things like that like they used to 100 years ago. So you need to get rid of all the bad foods. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten, no wheat bran around those, no sugar, no carbonated drinks. Even the diet one's got to go. And then per 100 pounds of body weight, since he didn't give us a body weight, per 100 pounds of body weight, he needs one healthy brain and heart pack per month. If he only weighs 120 pounds, he needs to get another bottle of selenium to go with that. If he weighs 150, he could take two healthy brain and heart packs, and we'll have enough selenium because his bottle of selenium comes with each of the healthy brain and heart packs. Then he needs, again, per 100 pounds of body weight, he needs one bottle of the MSM, so he can take three of those twice a day. And they will support and promote maintenance repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between the vertebrae, bone, makes the bone itself. He needs vitamin D3, three of those twice a day. That's two bottles a month to absorb minerals and put them in the right places to help the bone marrow cavity and immune system, plus put the bones in good shape. Osteoporosis is rampant. When you have osteoporosis in one hip, you got it in all your body. If you got it in your skull, you got it in all your body. You don't just get osteoporosis in one bone. And so he needs a collagen peptide, a scoop of that at breakfast in his drink, a scoop of that at dinner time in his drink. He needs vitamin D3, three of those twice a day per 100 pounds of body weight. Let's see here. I think we're covering most of it. I would also, for pain, he could take the CM cream and the trauma oil topically on his knees and wherever else, back, neck, shoulders, arms, yeah, legs, knees.
That'll help.
Okay. And then he can, at bedtime, he can use our Hemp FX CBD oil. It's called Soothe. It's in that little pump bottle. Take a tablespoon of that with about 5 or 10 drops of the trauma oil. Mix it together. It'll give him 4 hours of good pain-free sleep.
All right, back to the calls. Wildcard line, Chris is with us in Salem, Oregon. Hello, Chris. Go ahead.
Hi. So glad to talk with you guys.
You too, Chris.
Thank you.
I've been married 35 years. My wife, when we first got married, had endometriosis. And so we ended up being lucky and having two kids. And then at 26, they gave her a hysterectomy. So, which is, you know, obviously very young for a lady at 26.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then they kept her ovaries so she would keep getting hormones. Well, about 5 years ago, I hear crying, and I hear my wife halfway up the stairway. She couldn't make it all the way up to bed because she's gotten so weak she could barely walk. And so, I carry her up, put her in bed, and so she's been really weak for off and on for the last 5 years.
Okay,
different naturopaths have got her on hormones. And,
stop there. Osteoporosis of anything going on like osteoporosis, arthritis, back problems.
No.
Why is she weak and having pain?
Well, not so much pain as in, you know, she has hurt a knee over the years and just, you know, different things like that. But she has terrible hemorrhoids, like 10 of them up her rectum, one out the end that's the size of my big toe.
Okay, stop there. Does she have white gray or silver hair?
No. Well, she dyes it, so don't know. I don't think so.
So the answer is yes.
The answer is yes, okay?
Sure.
Now, the same thing that causes hemorrhoids and has a breakdown of cartilage and ligaments and tendons and discs between the vertebrae, everything, causes gray hair. Gray hair is not an age thing. It has to do with nutritional deficiencies, okay? So
copper deficiency, Doc, you taught me that.
You get an A+, George.
There we go.
That's why we put those cofactors in our selenium, and one of them, of course, is copper. And so how much does your wife weigh now?
She's always been about 105, 108. Now she's about 120.
That's not
bad.
But
she only does highlights, so I don't think her hair is gray. She only does highlights, so.
Well, I'll bet you a dinner at a big steakhouse that she's got at least one gray hair in her ear somewhere.
But something's causing those bones to
degenerate. That's
degenerate, Doc.
Okay. So, anyway. She needs to get rid of all the bad foods, no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten, no wheat bran around those, no sugar, no carbonated drinks. She needs to get one healthy brain and heart pack per month, a half a dose of everything twice a day. She will need to get another bottle of our selenium with the five cofactors in it, and her hair color will come back. The hemorrhoids will go away because they're a nutritional deficiency causing hemorrhoids and varicose veins and spider veins and those kind of things. But she needs three of our selenium twice a day, not only because of the selenium, but also the cofactors that are in there. And then she needs MSM. I'd have her get one bottle a month of that, so you can take three of those twice a day, and that's going to support and promote maintenance repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between the vertebrae, bone, makes her bone itself. She needs a collagen peptides, a scoop of that with her morning drink, a scoop of that with her evening drink. She needs vitamin D3, three of those twice a day. That's two bottles a month.
All natural stuff too, Doc,
yep.
Right?
All natural. No chemicals from us. And then she needs also, let's see here, I want her to have the Fucoid Z and the capsules. You can have three of those twice a day. It's like nine different seaweeds and all the minerals from the ocean. But if she prefers a liquid, we have it in a liquid form. It's called Z Radical. She could take one quart of that a month. It's half ounce twice a day, one at breakfast, half ounce at dinner time. Either the liquid or the capsules. It's Fucoid Z in the capsules and Z Radical in the liquid. Same product, just different format. And then I also want her to have the killer biotic. Take three of those twice a day, 2 bottles a month. It's got those reishi mushrooms in there, which are anti-inflammatory and support the immune system and all that kind of stuff. And get more information. The hysterectomy so many years ago is not going to cause these problems.
No.
Okay.
No,
this is nutritional. And what does she eat for breakfast?
We've been trying to get her on more eggs. Because I listen to your show, and I know you talk about eggs. So,
no, does she eat cereal or pancakes or French toast or anything like that?
Huh?
Does she eat cereal, oatmeal, French toast, pancakes, any waffles, anything?
You're going on the gluten check, aren't you, Doc?
Yep. What does your wife eat for breakfast?
She had her appendix out, too, and I know you said...
Okay, that's a gluten issue. That's irritable bowel syndrome when she had her appendix out. That's a gluten issue. So she's eating gluten. She's got to get off the gluten so she can absorb the nutrients. Absolutely drop dead, no gluten. You cannot eat any gluten in the household, okay? What kind of work do you do?
I do kitchen cabinets. I have a cabinet shop. But, you know, one thing I was going to ask you was we found a product about 5 months ago, and she took it for about 3 months, and she was the healthiest she's been in like 30 years. Mm-hmm. But apparently something went off on this product. It was called Black Oxygen, and literally her fingernails grew.
I'm not familiar with that product, so I don't know if it's a cortisone or prednisone or something like that. I have no earthly idea what it is, okay? I'll look it up. But anyway, it's not one of our products. And so a lot of products on the market that will make you feel good, but they don't heal anything. I had terrible pain in my hips for years, and the doctor gave me prednisone and cortisone. Boy, in 3 days they felt better, but then 2 years later I had to have a double hip replacement.
Yeah, so many people
that make you feel good don't repair anything.
Let's go to Irene in Hollywood, Florida. Welcome to the program. Hi, Irene.
Hi, good evening, gentlemen. I'm 72 years old. I'm in excellent health. I've had a lifetime of good diet and exercise and supplements and deep breathing and yoga. I have no health issues whatsoever and no medications.
What are you calling for then, Irene?
Here the kicker is coming up.
Here we go.
However, in the first week of January of this year, I was suddenly bombarded with a series of symptoms with nausea and fatigue and sleeplessness and agitation. I lost my balance 3 times. I had a hum in my ears. And within a week, this all happened the first week of January, and within a week, all those symptoms diminished and disappeared. However, one issue remains. I've had it for 8 weeks now, and that is a hum in my ears.
Okay.
Now, here is the
kicker.
I have since learned that a nearby newly built 5G cell tower nine blocks from my house was fired up on January the 1st.
Okay, stop it. Do you want to know the answer? I don't want to hear about 5G. You have osteoporosis of the skull, okay, and that's what's causing the humming in your ears. Your skull is squeezing the auditory branch of the eighth cranial nerve, and the reason why you had all this problem. What do you eat for breakfast every morning?
She hung up, Doc.
She's eating oatmeal for breakfast, and that's why she has all these problems. And people think, I'm eating well, and they get away with it for 30, 40 years, and then suddenly one morning they wake up and they have all these problems, and they'll go to a doctor, and the doctor says, you have low back problems. You have sciatica, and they'll give them cortisone and prednisone. And then they'll, well, now it's been 6 months, and you're not really improving, so we need to do surgery and so on. And so this is, people need to get a hold of this book, George. It's All in Your Head. There's 25 different diseases people get when they get osteoporosis of the skull. And the doctors never tell them that. The doctors always say, you know, you're getting old. You have to, you know, appreciate you're going to get these problems.
Right. They're normal, right?
Yeah.
That's unacceptable to me.
Yeah.
Text and tweets. Tommy, what do you got for Doc?
This one's from Cleeton, Louisville, Kentucky. I eat tons of applesauce. Is there a benefit to my body?
Okay, applesauce can have a little bit of vitamin C in it. Can be a good laxative, keep you from having constipation. It has a little bit of sugar in there for energy. It may have a few minerals in it, which the apple tree may have sucked up out of the ground. We don't know which they are because nutritional minerals are not occurring in uniform black around the crust of the earth. They occur in veins, so you can't predict what minerals are in applesauce. It depends on where the tree was grown and what minerals are in the ground where the tree grew. And so, you know, applesauce is a nice thing. For instance, tonight for dessert, I had an apple and some chocolate and some Rocky Road ice cream.
I had a cookie, free. Doc. You're going to kill me.
Yeah, and it's I have gluten-free ice cream every night for dessert, and I have, you know, it's like a third of a pint of gluten-free ice cream. There's like 15 different flavors, and I just rotate the flavors around. But people, you know, when they start out with I'm healthy, I don't have any problems, but you know, I can't walk, and I have all this humming and dizziness in my ears and blah, blah, blah. My doctor says I have this, and he's giving a prescription. And suddenly now the second part of their story is totally different from the first part of the story where I'm healthy and I don't have any problems.
Let's go to Eric, to truck driving in Indiana. Hello, Eric. Welcome to the program.
Hello, George. Well, it's a sad evening for Eric's family today. I got a sad story for you, then a couple of questions. A dog, 17 years I've had her, and she's about 35 pounds, and she had a real bad seizure last night, and I was just wondering what I could do to prevent them or something.
What does she weigh?
Take. About 35 pounds. She's about a mediocre dog, I guess you'd say.
Yeah, they're part of the family. And you say she's 14 years old?
17 years old.
Wow, that's
okay.
Pretty 17, up there okay. For a dog, isn't
she
it, Doc?
Wait a minute. Is she eating dog food, or you give her table scraps?
We give her that, my goodness, it's a good dog food day. Canned dog food and dry, too.
Okay, you need to read the labels and make sure there's no gluten in there, no wheat, butter, rye, and oats. They can have corn in there, they can have rice, they can have potatoes, but no wheat, butter, rye, oats in there, okay? Make sure she's absorbing.
Boy, that affects dogs, too, Doc.
Yeah, it affects all mammals, absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, all vertebrates, you should say all vertebrates. But then I want her to have, you say she weighs 30 pounds?
35,
okay. I want her to have our Arthrodex. It's a multiple for animals. It's one scoop for 20 pounds of body weight, so I'd have her take two scoops of the Arthrodex in the food.
Yeah, you've got a pet division now, don't you?
Oh, yeah, I'm a veterinarian.
Yeah, I know that. A good one, too.
Yeah, that's why they call me Doc, because I have three doctorates. I'm a veterinarian, I'm a physician, and a pathologist.
You used to work at our St. Louis Zoo.
With
Marlon Perkins.
Marlon Perkins.
Classic days.
Yeah, he helped me get $25 million in grants. He helped me go to Africa and do the White Rhino Conservation Project. That was my first book written, Rhino Express, on that one.
It's a gorgeous zoo, by the way, Doug.
Oh, yeah. Just Marlon Perkins did such a great job. I was so, so proud to work for him.
Yeah.
Yep. But at any rate, that Arthrodex, vitamin D3, don't forget the EFAs, and then give us a call in a couple of weeks again, because you're going to find that this dog, they get better with the Arthrodex, because it has all these nutrients in there, but make sure that there's no gluten in the dog food.
Doc, once again, thank you for spending some time with us on the program. We'll talk to you in 6 weeks.
Okay, well, you're the greatest, George. You're the greatest. I talk to a lot of people and with a lot of people. You are one of the greatest communicators I've ever been with, and so I can't thank you enough for sharing with me.
Well, that's because I take my supplements. Thanks, Doc Wallach from CriticalHealthNews.com. In about 3 weeks, pharmacist Ben Fuchs will join us, and they rotate every 3 weeks. So we'll hear from Doc Wallach in about 6 weeks. And his website is CriticalHealthNews.com. And again, that toll-free number, 1-855-949-7234. Up next, Brian Cano joins us as we talk about science and the paranormal.